Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. One for my new book, The Third Ingredient. That book's won 5 international awards. Very proud of it. The Third Ingredient with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Okay, folks, it's just you and me, another segment, just the two of us. And I'm going to be on my soapbox a little bit. Fair warning, I'm a little bit riled up about something that I want to talk about. First up, I want to make a little, not a disclaimer, but a statement that you've heard me make before, and I mean this. I believe this with all my heart, because I'm going to talk about millennials a little bit. But before I do, I want to say that I have never been as impressed with the values and the unpretentiousness of the millennial generation. As much as they do things sometimes that drive older folks crazy, like me, you're different. You're more different than the other generation, no question about it. And that's good most of the time. Sometimes it's not. But I have to say that I do believe that the millennial generation is probably the best generation of humans we've ever raised. I believe you are the best people we've ever raised. I mean that. But there are some things that I want you to think about. Recently, someone was on the show talking about courage and how millennials are attracted to courage. They're attracted to the values of courage. And she gave two examples of that, the Nike example and the Campbell Soup example. Both of those were corporate courage. And both of those apparently attracted millennials. Millennials flocked to those two companies for what they believed was courage as a corporate company by taking a stand. And I agreed with her about one thing, and I didn't agree with her about the other one. The one I agreed with her on was the Campbell Soup advertisement that showed a same-sex couple with a child eating Campbell Soup. Now, of course, I love Campbell Soup. I think I'm about half soup because I was a latchkey kid, and I would have starved to death if I hadn't been able to open up a can of soup and warm it up and eat it at 3:30 in the afternoon. And so I love soup, but apparently millennials not so much. But you guys, the millennial generation just went nuts when they saw this ad, and they were impressed and attracted to Campbell's because of their courage. And I agree with them for that. I give Campbell's a lot of credit. I used to do business with Campbell's years ago. I give them a lot of credit for that because what they did take a real issue, a true, in fact, evidence issue, and they made it their own. It was risky, but same-sex couples with children are part of our society now, very prevalent, very prominent across the country. So that was a courageous thing for them to do, and I think millennials were right to support that. But then now comes Nike and Colin Kaepernick, that whole courage thing. Every bit of that, 100% of that whole project from the beginning, from Kaepernick's original position to today, and all of Nike's behavior around it, was 100% bogus, 100% based on a lie, 100% based on something that was not accurate. And on Nike's part, it was 100% manipulative and the worst, in my opinion, the worst of corporate behavior. Because what Colin Kaepernick knelt about was when he was asked about it, he knelt about how black people were treated. I'm not exactly sure how he said it, but it was basically some of the ways they were treated, especially by the police, by the law enforcement, that kind of thing. But he was protesting the national anthem, which covers all Americans, which represents the fundamental right of him to be who he is, make millions of dollars, to have a stage to make a statement, and his right to make that statement. And he was protesting the people who died and who are still putting their lives in danger to give him that right. But that's not what he was protesting. He protested during the national anthem, which had nothing to do with what he was protesting. He just chose to use that. And so consequently, his protest was a lie. It was based on a fraud. It was based on something that were not connected. And in my opinion, that wasn't courageous. But he got to do that. But when Nike came out and called it courageous and built a campaign around it to do for no purpose other than to manipulate customers. And apparently the millennial generation was manipulated in that way. And so what I said to you to millennials, one of the things I wish you would do more of, and it will benefit you, pay a little more attention, have a little higher regard, spend a little more time understanding history. It's one of the things that you tell me, my millennial acquaintances tell me, that they don't care much about history. If you knew more about history, you would have known, that your generation would have known that what Nike did was manipulative, and what Colin Kaepernick did was not accurate, and you would have called Nike out. Nothing that they did was courageous. Nothing Colin Kaepernick did was courageous. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.